Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second week of September 2023. We've had visually impairment camp this past week. We have had travel campers traveling all over the region and a lot of friends and guests out here at the camp. So let's get right to it. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Our fall season, which we're in our second week of, is dedicated to a lot of our older campers, and this past week has been dedicated to those campers with visual impairments. And wow, did they have a good time. We got our horses out, and the campers had a chance to really feel the horses and get an idea of the texture of their skin, and just a lot of sensory activities this past week. And a large group of campers traveled to Iowa City for the University of Iowa's first game of the season. Many of the campers had the opportunity to really know these players because the last Saturday in April, they had a chance to go down and tailgate with the players, get their autographs, play football with them. And so it was kind of a homecoming for some of our campers. Last Sunday, we had a group of adventure campers heading off for the Badlands. They're led by Ro, who has years of experience in this area. And this weekend, we have a group of campers taking off for a cruise in the Caribbean. So this, once again, is part of our travel program where we get campers out and around to various activities outside of camp. This coming Wednesday, the Marion American Legion are coming to camp to play ball against the Camp Courageous campers. Should be a wonderful time. And of course, this is the group that supplies us all of our flags for our Memorial Park area. Wonderful group of individuals, and we're looking forward to them coming out on Wednesday. Right around the corner is our Back to School Festival. This is going to be held Thursday, September 21st. It's an all-day event from 9:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock. We're looking right now for volunteers to help us out, but there's lots of games, prizes, and a lot of things for the campers to do. So a good time to come out and see Camp Courageous in action. Might remind folks, too, that Camp Courageous is continuing to hire counselors. If you know somebody that is an exceptional individual and would love this opportunity, please let them know. Had a lot of programs this past week and a lot of guests out at camp. Last weekend, we had the John and Dorothy Sill family out, which included Dwayne and Eunice Sill. John and Dorothy Sill donated money to build the Sill Barn many years ago, and Dwayne spent 2 years building that beautiful structure here on the grounds of Camp Courageous. So good to see them. We also had some of our dear friends, the Pitlick family, out to visit the camp and do a little tour. And they've been involved with the camp since the very beginning. A big thank you to our dear friend Liz Durham from Cedar Rapids, who invited the camp to give a little program to the Cedar Rapids Rotary West. Great group of people, and Liz goes above and beyond. She was Cedar Rapids Rotary West Person of the Year this past year, and we congratulate her on that. Camp Courageous board member Jim Fells and his wife Elsie invited camp down to give some programs on this past Thursday. Victor United Methodist Church was loaded with guests from throughout the area, nearly 100 people there. And then in the evening, we went to the Ruritan group in Brooklyn, Iowa, for a public meeting to talk about Camp Courageous. So appreciate that opportunity. This coming Monday, we'll be in Altoona, giving a program there to their Lions Club. And Friday, we'll be in Cedar Rapids as the Junior Achievement honors three great leaders, including a dear friend of camp's, Charlie Funk. A big thank you to Betty Artis. She's 97 years old from Dubuque. She collects things for the camp and collected a bunch of pop can tabs that we're still collecting, along with puzzles and other things for the camp. Betty's been doing this for decades, and we appreciate her support. Just a reminder, if you'd like a program given to your organization or group, let us know. We'd be more than happy to come to you and give a program about Camp Courageous. Or if you ever want to come and visit the camp, we'd love to have you out here and give you the grand tour. A big thank you to our friends at Stutzman's in Hills, Iowa. They donated this past week a whole semi-load of salt. And we use the salt here at Camp Courageous to soften our water and also to control any nitrate problems that we might have. It's great to have their involvement. A big thank you also to Clem Wright Laboratories in Maquoketa, who do a regular testing of our water here at Camp Courageous to make sure it is the best of the best. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to do extremely well. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. They now take cash or credit cards. A big thank you to the volunteers, the donors, and the wonderful shoppers there at the Manchester Garage Sale for all that they do the year round. We have a big Camp Courageous Pancake Breakfast and Open House coming up the last Sunday of the month, which is Sunday, September 24th. We'll be serving from 8 a.m. to noon in the camp's main lodge. There'll be pancakes and sausage and toast and coffee. Adults are only $10. Children are $5 for 12 and under. We'll be having live entertainment this year in the Seal Barn. The group is called the Eastside Big Band, performing starting at 9:30 on Sunday, September 24th for the big open house and pancake breakfast here at Camp Courageous. And we hope you can join us at 12:30. We'll have the ribbon cutting of the Bud and Georgia Johnson accessible miniature golf course. So come out, do the zip line, enjoy miniature golf, and have a great time. Our need of the week is travel size deodorant. They're about 5 ounce sticks and something that we can be constantly using at camp. Services this past week were held for Camp's dear friend Peggy Arduzer. She was 72 from Monticello. You couldn't find a nicer person. Very positive, very uplifting, always just the nicest person around. She ran Century House here in Monticello for years, who takes care of flowers and special meaningful gifts. You could always see her out here at the breakfasts, opening the doors for and greeting people for each one of our open houses. Just a real wonderful person, along with her husband, Ron, who has passed away too. Camp Sympathy goes out to their kids, Brett and Angie, and their families. Just a huge loss for the city of Monticello. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.